This is the third time I've done the production. I did the previous tour as Songman, and I also was in the West End production for a year and a half as well. And when they first offered me the job, I'd never done anything in theatre. I'm not an actor, I'm actually a folk singer. And when I auditioned and they offered me the job, they asked me if I'd like to go and see it. So the very first few minutes that I was sat in the theatre watching it, I was thinking, what is this, you know? I can see the people. I can see the puppeteers working the puppets, you know. And then a few minutes later, the puppeteers disappear and they are real horses. They are real animals. They are real crows. There's a real goose. And often when I'm leaving the theatre at night, I'm kind of mingling with audiences who are leaving as well. And the most common comment that you hear is that they can't believe how real the horses are, you know.
Yeah. And has any of it had to be scaled back from when you did the West End production at all, obviously for the touring production, or do you feel it's sort of very much the same?
I think it's almost the same. It's got to be slightly adaptable because we are going into big spaces and small spaces. But there's a massive crew as well that go with us. It's not just the acting company. There's a massive crew. We've got carpenters and all sorts of people because we actually take the stage with us. The stage that we work on moves with us as well. So they've got, at the end of the stint at the Marlowe, they'll take the stage away that we've been working on and they'll take it to the next theatre and they'll have to make it fit into that theatre, you know.